This is the VOA Special English Economics Report. The highest court in the United States is considering the constitutionality of the new health care law. The Supreme Court heard 3 days of arguments this week over the question of what is called the individual mandate. It is part of the Affordable Care Act, which Congress passed and President Obama signed into law 2 years ago. The individual mandate requires all Americans to buy health insurance by 2014 or face a fine. 26 states and a group representing small businesses say the law is unconstitutional. If the law takes effect, about 30 million Americans not currently covered will have to join the health insurance system. Supporters say this will reduce health care costs for all Americans. For opponents, the question is whether the federal government has the right to tell people what they can or cannot do. During arguments, Justice Antonin Scalia put the question this way.
The federal government is not supposed to be a government that has all powers, that it's supposed to be a government of limited powers, and that's what all this questioning has been about. What is left? If the government can do this, what else can it not do?
The Obama administration says the law has already helped millions of Americans. It says over 2 million young people have remained on their parents' health insurance plans since September 2010. Before then, many young people lost health coverage after they left home or reached a certain age. Healthcare costs are growing at a rate that many experts say cannot be supported. The Council of Economic Advisers advises the president on economic issues. It warns that at the current growth rate, healthcare spending will be responsible for 34% of the economy by 2040. Currently, healthcare is almost one-fifth of the economy. That is a big problem for the federal government. It pays for Medicare, health insurance for older adults, and Medicaid, the program for poor people. And as the population ages, more people will depend on these programs. During the arguments this week, Justice Stephen Breyer noted the issue's importance.
It shows there is a national problem, and it shows there is a national problem that involves money cost insurance.
The High Court is expected to rule on the individual mandate in June, but the effects of the ruling are expected to influence health care policy for years to come. And that's the VOA Special English Economics Report. To read and hear news and information for people learning English, and for transcripts, go to voaspecialenglish.com. You can also find MP3s and now PDFs of our programs for e-readers. And follow us on Facebook, YouTube, and iTunes at VOA Learning English. I'm June Sims.